Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 287.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 287. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening. This is going to be a quick but efficient and powerful episode for beginners who want to improvise. All right. A lot of you who probably went through my improvisation boot camp, anyone who's purchased my new improvisation specialty course, this is going to be probably a review for you. But this is going to be amazing, amazing beginner information. And a lot of times improvisation can seem so vague, right? So completely vague and just unknown, exploratory, which it can be at times, like towards the end of your educational journey. But in the beginning, make no mistake about it, there are absolutely stepping stones that you can follow, small educational steps to get better at jazz piano improvisation, okay? And if you're a complete beginner, like brand new to improvisation, but you want to start to improvise, not feel overwhelmed, not feel scared, and have some easy, tangible advice and education, this podcast is going to be great for you, all right? But for more intermediate and advanced players, this is going to be definitely be a review. So I just wanted to let you know that, But I created a new improvisation masterclass, which is now available. So if you're interested in going through this improvisation masterclass, which is called The 5 Most Important Steps You Need in Improvisation to Crush Your Solos, then you want to go to this link, okay? You're going to want to go to jazzpianoschool.com/improv masterclass. jazzpianoschool.com/improv masterclass. This is a full educational masterclass that I taught and go over, again, like I said, the 5 most important steps that you need to crush your solos, right? The 5 most important improvisation educational steps you need to learn in order to just honestly start playing improv and sound amazing while doing it. It's jam-packed with a lot of information. I also go over some extra information, education, about why 99% of students fail at learning jazz piano. And I believe, truly, if you understand the educational process of learning jazz, if you understand how to learn jazz, because so many people will tell you, you just got to keep trying, just keep experimenting, just jump in and eventually you'll get it, right? That's not really what jazz is about. I mean, to some degree, but really, it is structured, it can be systematic, and if you open up your mind to let yourself believe that it's not just all exploratory, I can show you that there are small baby steps for you to follow in order for you to see drastic results, make progress, and accomplish your dream of playing jazz piano the way that you want and the way that you imagine yourself doing. Okay, so go to that masterclass if you're interested in more improvisational education. It's for beginners all the way up to advanced players. Highly recommend it. A lot of stuff going on at Jazz Piano School. I'm super, super happy. I just want to give a shout out to Rich. If Rich is listening right now, he was recently in my improvisation boot camp, which went amazing. Just finished, by the way. And that was for 2 weeks straight. 2 weeks straight. Every single day at 3 p.m. Pacific. I was on Zoom helping, teaching everyone who had signed up for this boot camp and purchased the Improvisation Mastery Specialty course, I was on Zoom teaching them about improv. So they're getting to hear and see and ask me questions, live lessons on all the different topics on improvisation. Now, it was like drinking from a fire hose of education, and I get that, but so many of the students came away with major takeaways, right? What they need to do, not feeling alone, the steps they need to take, believing, having confidence that they can actually do this. Besides all the amazing nuggets that were kind of given in my lectures and things like that. And the great thing about this was that it was all recorded for them. They can go back and watch these anytime, and obviously they have access to the specialty course. So super, super fun. I'm going to do way more Zoom sessions online teaching. And again, if you're someone who wants to make more progress in jazz piano and you want to get some live interaction with me, these new boot camps that I'm doing on Zoom are going to be a great way for you to do that, for you to hop on Zoom with me, talk to me, experience my education, my lessons, experience jazz piano school, right? And I'd highly recommend that. So you can go to jazzpianoschool.com, click on group programs, you can get more information about my boot camps. Obviously, we have courses, membership available as well. But enough chat. By the way, Rich has listened to all the podcasts, which again, to me, I'm going to be hitting over 300 podcasts this year. And that's incredible. I mean, I don't know. I feel accomplished about that. And to stick with something consistently for, I don't even know how long I've been doing this for now, 8 to 9 years. I have to pat myself on the back, because a lot of people can stick with something for a year, maybe 2 years. But to do something for 8 or 9 years, like I started this business because I wanted to help educate people like you listening right now, people all over the world, which Jazz Piano School does now have members and have, you know, people listen to my podcast, my YouTube channel. I started this 9 years ago and I'm still going, right? And I still have as much enthusiasm about it as I did when I first started, which is, that's hard to say as well. Like, don't ask me how. I mean, I guess I just love it, right? But most of the time, things like that start to fade and people quit or just like, eh, I don't want to do it anymore. But I still love it. I loved educating all the members inside the improvisation boot camp. I love educating the members inside of Jazz Piano School. I love educating you, even if you're not a member, right? Even if you're just listening right now, I just love educating in jazz piano. It's such an amazing craft. It's such an amazing hobby. And to be honest with you, music in general, it provides us with a different type of outlet that nothing else can in life, right? Money, material possessions, electronics, TVs, cars, whatever. Even relationships, human relationships. Like, I have a different relationship with music than I do with people in life, right? And it hits hard close to home. Like, when you are expressing yourself through the music or listening to music, right? That's going to speak to you in a different way that no one else will be able to, right? You'll have a relationship that can be completely untouched by anything in the universe, which is really, really amazing. So that's why I'm so passionate about music. That's why I'm still here. That's why I love teaching anybody. And that's why I think you're here too. You know, we're on this consistent journey to learn about music, to get better so that we can kind of, you know, venture into those realms and have those moments within inside of us that lights our soul up, puts a smile on our face. And just even the smallest little things, you know, while playing the piano or any instrument for that matter, can really just completely change our day around, make us feel good. So anyway, don't really know where that came from, but this is a podcast. If you're interested in seeing the video lessons without this long-winded introduction to the podcast, you can go to my YouTube channel at Jazz Piano School. At youtube.com/jazzpianoschool. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You can see all the video lessons completely free, all my live streams. And again, you don't get this long-winded introduction. But I know Rich is in the car right now. He says he listens on his way to work, or I think that's where he was going. But a lot of you guys listen in the car. You listen, you know, at the gym or wherever on walks. So I do like to kind of go into some more in-depth topics, my personal philosophies, what's happening, you know, the lowdown at Jazz Piano School, my life, et cetera, my new band, my projects, ambitions, things like that. So, motivation, right? Inspiration that comes to me. I love inspiring. I love motivating. If you listen through all the podcasts, I'm sure you know I was a personal trainer for a long time. I love helping others, helping inspire others, helping people believe that something is accomplishable, no matter how limited your beliefs are, right? I'm here to tell you that absolutely anything is possible, and I love helping people believe that they can do something and seeing them achieve that result. I love seeing people turn their mindset around and achieve the result that they're going after. And that's what I love helping people do in jazz piano as well, right? I remember when I was young, Last thing. I promise. We'll get to the lesson. I remember when I was younger, I totally would hear these cats playing, right? Jazz piano, my teachers. And I'd be like, this is what I thought, honestly. So you're not alone. I totally thought in my head, I was like, I'm never going to get to a level where I sound anything close to that, right? Anything close. I thought I would totally just be like, just noodling around the piano. Like, I remember the first time I discovered like a slide into a third. I'm going to use a little bit of the piano right now, even though you can't see, but it sounded like this. I'm sitting at my piano, right? When I discovered that in a blues book, I was reading a transcription and I read that and I was like, oh, like I was so pumped, you know, just to have that. And at that moment in time, it was so great to make that progress. But again, all the doubts and kind of just, you know, skepticism about getting to the place that I wanted to be at, you know, I totally thought I would never make it. But lo and behold, I did continue on my journey. I put in a lot of work, a lot of effort. So it is possible to get to this place, even though you may be thinking the exact thoughts that I thought once in my career as well. Okay, so let's dive into this lesson. Again, it's going to be for beginners. It's going to be pretty quick too, because I wanted to get right to the material in this lesson. And again, if you're more intermediate or advanced player, I do go over what I call default scales, default improvisation scales. So they may be good for you, but again, they may not. Maybe something you're well more advanced into. But again, this is directed more for beginner improvisers or someone who's never, ever ventured into jazz piano improvisation and wants to start. Okay? With that being said, here we go. All right, so the first step is going to be to learn your chord tones. So here's what it sounds like if I create a jazz improvisation solo just based off of chord tones, and I'll tell you what those are in a second, okay? Here we go. Right, so pretty awesome. I mean, it doesn't sound quite like the jazz you hear on albums, but it's also getting there. It's definitely a great step to start. Now, here's what I'm doing when I play and solo and improvise with chord tones. You should know all your seventh chords, and the notes that make up your seventh chord are going to be your chord tones, right? So these four notes are my chord tones. They're the four notes that I'm going to use to start to improvise over this particular chord. So when I see a D minor 7 in a tune and a progression, I'm going to use those four notes. Right? Now, of course, these four notes are the anchors to the chord. They create the sound of the chord. So it only makes sense that if we use those four notes to improvise with, it's going to sound quite good, right? So we're going to do the same thing for the next chord that I improvised over, the G7. I'm going to use these four notes to improvise over with, right here. And then finally, our 1 major 7, I'm going to use these notes to improvise with. Now, it doesn't even matter what instrument you're playing, piano, sax, bass. These steps that I'm teaching you right now are going to be the rock solid foundation to improvisation on all instruments, okay? So again, you're going to want to practice these. The exercises you're going to want to practice are your chord tones for all different types of chords. Just start with one chord though. You can easily start with this D minor 7 chord here and just use these four notes to solo with. So again, plop the chord down and just mess around. When the sound of your left hand starts to kind of dissipate, just replay it again so you can kind of hear the harmonies, but you can already start to explore. As long as you're using those four notes, you really can't make a mistake, which is so awesome about this particular method that I teach, right? So here are your chord tones. If you do want to get a little bit more advanced, you can start to move through different chords, like a 2-5-1 pattern, which I'm playing here. And again, as long as you're using the four notes from within the chord, you really can't make any mistake, okay? So I might go. Right? Just like that. And again, to practice the chord tones, to get them in your head, under your hand, here's a great exercise to do. You can move up and down and arpeggiate them in your right hand. Okay? And just do root position chords. Just like this. You can do first inversion, right, of all the chords, and then here. Okay? So that's going to be the first step, is you really want to learn your chord tones and how to improvise with your chord tones over different types of changes. And when you can do that over tunes and progressions, you're going to be definitely well on your way to becoming a fantastic improviser. Now, the next step I want to give to you right now is the ability to connect the notes, because right now it's all choppy because we're just using space in between the notes. So what I'm going to give you here is the glue notes, what I call the glue notes. And I'm going to give you the default improvisation scales that, again, no matter what instrument you're on, you can use. So anytime you see a minor 7 chord, take the major scale of the root of the chord. So in this case, it's a D minor 7. I'm going to play the D major scale. And I'm going to flat my 3rd and my 7th. So instead of F sharp and C sharp, I'm going to have F and C. So I flatted my 3rd and 7th. Right? So this gives me the default scale I can use to improvise over a D minor 7 chord. Now check it out. I've only added 3 notes. I still have all 4 of my chord tones, and I'm adding 3 extra notes, right? Now, even though I've added those glue notes to connect my chord tones together, I still want to focus on my chord tones because they make up the chord quality. So now I might do something like this. So in the beginning, try to start your line with a chord tone and end with a chord tone. All right, check it out again. I'll start with a chord tone, land on a chord tone, land on a chord tone. Right? So you always want to be starting and ending with a chord tone. This is going to really make your improvisation sound great. And the same holds true for when you switch to the next chord. Okay, so I'm going to give you your default scale for this chord now too. It's very, very easy. Take the root of the chord. We're always going to take the root of the chord. Play your major scale. And for dominant chords, not minor chords, we're going to flat the major 7 down to a flat 7. This is going to be your default scale. This is going to give your glue notes in between your chord tones to now give you that ability to connect and move up in the scalar motion. So now I might go, again, using my rule, starting with a chord tone, ending with a chord tone. Right? So now I can move up and down and connect my chord tones together. Now the last one I want to give you, super easy, it's just going to be your major scale for the major chord that you see. And again, I've added my glue notes, so I have my chord tones, and I can now move up and down between all of my chord tones. Now, as you start to get more advanced at this, obviously you want to practice with one chord at a time, so I might just start to move up and down my scale. Maybe play some skips, thirds like this was great, is a great thing to do. Then I can start to move into playing over progressions. So if I want to play over progressions, meaning 3 chords or 4 chords connected to each other, the only rule that you need to know is that you want to land on a chord tone of the new chord when you get to that new chord. And you've already practiced this because it's what I taught you in step 1, right, with all your chord tones. So now what I want to do is move between my chords, playing lines from my default, playing notes from my default scale, still focusing on chord tones. And when that next chord comes up, I want to land on a chord tone to that new chord. Here's what it might sound like. Landed on the chord tone there, the 5th. Landed on the 5th here of the C major 7. So this is how you would go about practicing your improv through different types of progressions. I'll try another one. 5, 7, 3. So now I'm really improvising over the harmonies. If I kind of give it a swing feel, add some time to it, maybe some rhythmic comps. Starts to actually sound like you're doing some amazing types of improvisation, right? So these easy 2 steps, if you're a beginner, are going to be the ones that you want to work on and spend time with the most. Now again, I gave you the 3 default scales you need to play over a minor 7. a dominant 7, and a major 7. So for your minor 7, take the major scale of whatever chord you're playing, the root of the chord, D major in this case, flat your 3rd and your 7. Okay? For your dominant scale, take your major scale and flat the 7th. So now you get that note, it matches in your my thumb here, and then for all your major 7 chords, just play your major scale, okay? So two easy steps for beginners to start to work on, to start to improvise, right, over jazz chords, over 7th chords, over tunes as well. And obviously, if you can practice these scales and the chord tones over as many different types of keys as possible, that's going to help you be able to play over more tunes as well. But hopefully that helps. Work on this a lot because it's the foundation to improv. After these two steps, you'd start to move into bebop approach notes to get some tension and release, but I'm not going to go over that here, okay? Enjoy, have a great time, work on those two steps, and in no time, you'll be able to improvise in jazz piano and add additional advanced concepts and layers to what we've already worked on here. Talk to you soon.